Hello again, everybody. This is Harry Carey.
And Joe Garagiola.
From St. Petersburg, Florida, where our guest today at the Cardinal training camp is first baseman Tom Alston. Tom, you're looking wonderful.
Thank you, Harry. I feel wonderful.
You ready for a big year?
Absolutely.
He's the way he's swinging that bat down here,
Joe. Yeah, yesterday he was pulling that ball. I told him, I said, gee whiz, he was hitting fouls over first base, but it's great to see him in good shape. You know, last year you looked like you were down, Tom.
Well, Joe, I feel wonderful now. I honestly do.
You put on a little weight?
It's all about the same, Harry.
You look much more relaxed and everything.
Well, maybe I am. I don't know. Well, really, last year I didn't think I was all that tense, but some of the people seemed to have thought I was.
Well, I guess it's only natural, Tom, that the fellow with that big price tag like you had and all the ballyhoo, you know, really pressing.
Well, I don't know. I can only say that I feel wonderful now, Harry.
Yeah. You think it helps you to go back to the minors?
Oh, absolutely it did. And Harry Walker worked with me endlessly, and I'm going to show my results right here.
Good. Tom, what are the type of things that he worked on?
Well, more in particular on my hitting, my fielding has been pretty adequate, I'd say. So Harry worked with him mostly on the hitting, and especially on pulling the ball.
Tom, what is a fellow like you doing spring training to protect that strike zone that you have, which runs from about 6 feet eight? I mean, do you...
Well, Joe, I don't worry about the strike zone too much. I try to zone the pitch in that... If I think I can get good wood on the ball, I swing.
You know, last year playing against you, Tom, we felt that you were taking a lot of pitches, like you couldn't pull the trigger. Do you feel that you have a reason for that last year that you don't have this year?
Well, I don't know. Last year, I really didn't feel myself, my natural self. But this year, I noticed yesterday, I did hit several balls that I took last year that I didn't even attempt to swing at.
That's what I said yesterday. I said you were pulling a ball and you were ripping that bat like you felt like the banks had just closed and you had to go out and make a buck.
That's right, Joe.
Tom, was there any particular pitch you think they were giving you trouble with last year?
No, not in particular. When I first came up and was hitting good, I was hitting everything. And when I started going bad, Harry, ooh, I could hit anything.
What'd you do all winter?
Well, I did public relations work for Budweiser Beer and the Cardinal Ball Club.
Well, that's true. I ran into a lot of people that had heard you and were talking about the wonderful job you had done in their particular area, Tom.
I really enjoyed it, Harry.
Well, they tell me you make quite a talk.
Oh, I don't know about all that. I just opened my mouth and let a few words come out.
Well, a college graduate, they say you need that college education.
I was with him, Harry. Don't sell this guy short. Of course, he can tell me says if they don't want to hear him, he'll fight anybody in the house. Who wants to fight a guy 9 feet 6?
Well, one thing about it, though, Tom, that talking when you get up to the home plate has to stop. You got to start swinging.
Well, you got to use that wood then, Harry.
Do you think you came up a little bit too soon last year? You think you could have used another year in the minors?
Well, it was rumored that I wasn't quite ready, but I don't know. I think, though, that I was in pretty good shape to come up. I don't know. If a guy has it, he has it, and that's it.
You know, though, Tom, you got to have it because you can't just show it in flashes like you did last year and not really have it on the ball. Boy, there was, for example, at the beginning, you were hitting like a demon and fielding and running and throwing and everything.
That's right. I think in my first 24 ball games, I drove something like 27 runs, Harry. But after that, I don't know what happened.
The roof came in, huh?
Yeah.
Tom, now, I know they have a sliding pit here where everybody gets their timing as far as sliding, but you're one of those fellas that likes to head first slide. Is that right?
That's right, sir.
So what do you do? Swim a lot or what?
Well, I do a little bit of both. That head first slide is my favorite. I don't know. Ever since I was a kid, I'd always did head first.
Tom, are you considered fast or do you just look fast?
Oh, I don't know. I just run. Pick them up and lay them down, Harry. So you can be the judge. Anyone can be the judge. It doesn't matter. As long as I beat the police.
I wonder if they ever timed you in a 100-yard dash.
No, I don't think I've ever been timed.
In college, did you play all sports, Tom?
No, just baseball.
You never played any basketball?
No. I was told I was wasting my time by not playing football or basketball or being on the track team. I was told that I had all the natural abilities. But I just never did go out for anything but baseball.
Well, Tom, it looks like you made your concentration in the right direction, and here's wishing you the very finest of years. Thank you very much.
You don't get here. It's a pleasure.
Okay, that was Tom Alston, first baseman of the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, this is Harry Carey with Joe Garagiola saying so long from St. Petersburg.